doubts are growing over the future of Adelaide's Writers' Festival as withdrawals mount following the removal of Palestinian-Australian author Runda Abdul Fattah from the program. The latest departures include three board members who reportedly resigned after an extraordinary board meeting over the weekend. Last week, former Adelaide Festival leaders signed an open letter urging the board to reinstate Abdul Fattah. The signatories to that letter included former Adelaide Writers Week director Joe Dyer, who joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Jade.
What do you know about this meeting that reportedly took place at the weekend?
Well, it was a crisis meeting because Adelaide Writers Week and the festival more broadly is clearly now in complete crisis. The program was due to go to print this week. And as you've said, at the moment, the numbers of authors that have withdrawn are approaching 100. There really is, at the moment, not a viable Writers Week program. The board got together on Saturday and had a very long meeting to discuss whether or not to reverse the really quite extraordinary decision that they had taken earlier that week to disinvite Dr. Abdul Fattah, who had been invited by Louise Adler to be part of a program that had subsequently been approved by the board. At the end of that meeting, the decision was taken, in what I understand was a split decision, not to rescind their earlier decision, and as a result, three board members resigned. Of course, later, the chair of the board has subsequently also resigned, which is unsurprising, really. She was tasked with the responsibility under the Festival Corporations Act to continue and further develop the Adelaide Festival of Arts as an event of international standing and excellence, and yet had overseen a decision which has trashed the international standing of what is one of the most beloved organisations in Adelaide.
So where does this leave the board now practically? Can it continue to operate?
Well, it's a no. I mean, it no longer has a quorum. There's only three voting members left on the board, and this is mere weeks out from when the festival, the Adelaide Festival itself, as well as Writers' Week, is due to take place. I mean, the Premier of South Australia, I would have to say, has been criminally negligent in the way that he has approached Writers' Week. He had brought really unbearable pressure on the board to rescind the invitation to Dr. Abdul Fattah in a way which is completely inappropriate for him to do. Yes, as he keeps saying, by law he can't direct the board to do anything, but he appoints the board members, his government funds the organisation. Clearly it puts the board in an invidious position. To their discredit, they were not able to withstand that pressure as they should have. But now we don't have a functioning organisation, and it is the people of Adelaide and South Australia who are the victims of this debacle.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm joined by former Adelaide Writers Week director Joe Dyer. You mentioned the South Australian Premier there, Peter Malinauskas. We have a snippet of what he's had to say on this issue.
But on the 6th of February in 2024, Dr. Runda Abdul Fattah wrote to the Adelaide Festival Board advocating for the removal of a pro-Israeli speaker in 2024, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Thomas Friedman. Mr. Friedman wrote an article that was deemed to be offensive to the Palestinian community. Dr. Runda Abdul Fattah advocated for his removal from the Adelaide Writers Week program in 2024. And in that instance, the board made a decision to remove that pro-Israeli speaker. Fast forward to where we are today, and now Dr. Abdul Fattah finds herself to the same types of advocacy against her. And I think for some good reason.
Now, I believe that a scheduling issue was cited as the reason that that author in question didn't end up appearing at that year's festival. But what do you make of that argument from the South Australian Premier?
Well, I reject it completely. I mean, the thing is every citizen has a right to petition any organisation as to who should be included or excluded. And as the former director of Writers Week and the former CEO of Sydney Writers Festival, I can tell you that we get different people advocating for inclusions and exclusions all the time. The issue here is the board has taken a decision to disinvite someone because of pressure from the government, because of, it appears, the politics, if not the nationality, of the author in question, and fears about what she may or may not say. It's how an organisation responds to that pressure and whether or not it stands firm as a protector of the freedom of artistic expression. Now, in 2024, the board did. There's a letter circulating that says, we believe our reputation as being protector of freedom of expression is important. We don't disinvite authors. That would be an extreme action to take. I mean, back in 2023, Premier Manolauskas himself said there is a profound responsibility of governments to ensure freedom of speech is not compromised by cancel culture every time something bobs up we may disagree with. I mean, he himself said that the whole idea of Writers' Week is to hear other perspectives. Particularly if we don't like them. And that is what Writers' Week has always been about and has always done in a remarkable way. It is a site of civic exchange of great importance to the people of Adelaide. And Adelaide is known internationally as a result of this fantastic event, unique in the world because it is completely free and therefore completely accessible for everybody to attend. All of those who are curious, all of those who have inquiring minds, all of those who are interested from hearing from voices with which they may not be familiar. That's what Writers' Week is about. Now, there is this specious attempt to conflate what happened with Thomas Friedman with this situation. It is not the same, and there has no evidence whatsoever that the board, in the end, disinvited Thomas Friedman. And that's what the point is here, that as a result of political pressure, a board buckled and trashed the reputation of an organisation that they themselves know and which they have a legal obligation to try and protect as an event of international standing.
How would you describe the response from writers so far who've been pulling out of this event, and what impact is that having on the festival more broadly?
Well, look, all of the authors that are pulled out are, I mean, they're devastated. For many of them, Writers' Week is a highlight of their schedule, but they believe that there is a principle at stake here, namely the right for different voices to be heard and artists to speak their views freely. There is also, I would have to say, a disbelief that we can be finding ourselves in such a situation again after the Bendigo Writers' Festival experienced something similar just last year, that the board did not learn the lessons from that particular instance. It is just incredible to them and to me, frankly, and to Adelaide audiences. Look, the Adelaide Festival itself, I mean, without a functioning board, who knows? It is going to be a very difficult few weeks for the team that have been working so hard to put together a great program for the people of Adelaide and this country under the leadership of a new artistic director, Matt Lutton. Everyone was so excited. Everyone had been working so hard for this. Sales had been strong. To now have to keep going and try and get the message about the arts through while this controversy is swirling, it is very difficult. It is a debacle. And in language that Premier Manolauskas would understand, it is the most spectacular own goal that I have witnessed in my time working in the arts.
Thank you for your time this morning.
You're very welcome.
Jo Dyer is a former Adelaide Writers' Week director, and we invited someone from the Adelaide Festival to join us this morning. They declined.